The Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Ches, has a very important rule. It says you're not allowed to daven for more than one thing at once. You're not allowed to daven for multiple things at the same time. Well, if so, then what do we do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? We're davening for so many things. There's so many things that we need, so many things that we want, for all manner of different reasons. Sefer Panim Yofas, Parshas Achrimos, says something amazing. He explains that exactly why David HaMelech says, Achat Sha'alti Meis Hashem. There's one thing that I want from Hashem, Aisa Avakesh. It might seem like on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we're davening for multiple things, but it's not really true. All of our issues are really rooted in one need. To have the ability to serve Hashem, to connect to Hashem without any distractions. That's why we say this leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yes, we have many, many needs, but ultimately always boils down to achas. One thing, one thing. It's like the Gemara says, Baruch Havakuk Vehemidan al achas. Havakuk comes and actually establishes the whole Torah on one thing. What is it? Tzadik b'emunasi yichye. The righteous person lives with his emunah. That's achas sha'alti me'is Hashem. The one thing that I want is closeness to Hashem, the ability to have the most important relationship in the world without everything else getting in the way. And see v'shalom in Rosh Hashanah, Slana Mereba, says, of course, we have many requests on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for our physical needs. But what's vital to understand is the way the din of Rosh Hashanah works is it's not just about Hashem doling out physical goodness and bounty for anyone who asks. Not at all. We're in fact not meant to be asking for physicality for its own sake, for our own needs for their own sake. It's not for our own personal benefit. Rather, what are we asking for? We're asking for the resources to be able to connect to serve Hashem. We're asking Hashem, invest in us over the coming year. Give us the resources that we need in order we can connect to you to make more of a Kiddush Hashem in the world. Because that's what life's about. It's about elevating everything physical. Giving it a spiritual goal. That's achas sha'alti me'es Hashem eisa avakish. I might be asking for lots of things, but I'm not really. I'm asking for one thing. Hashem, give me what I need in order that I can just get that out of the way and do what's really important. So much that's hanging in the balance this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The world is so unstable. We have to be grounded in this. In achas sha'alti me'es Hashem, eisa avakesh. What's really, really important? What's the one thing that we ask for? If you had one wish, what's your achas sha'alti? During Elul, we're meant to sensitize ourselves to the realization the most important thing is our relationship with Hashem, is our connection with Hashem. Everything else has to serve that, has to help us focus on that goal. When we do, then of course Hashem invests in us, enables us to have the resources that we need to connect to Him, to make a difference in this world, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim and make His name known.